Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of sin is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, praise the Lord. Happy Friday. And, happy pre-Christmas weekend. good morning, brothers and sisters. This is Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of hot breakfast for your soul, including live teaching, prayer, altar call, and then assigning your daily tithe. We are in the midst of our last 31 days. Remove all clutter challenge, counting down to a gloriously victorious 2019, and today is day 11. Our topic for today is, do you have healthy tendencies? Do you have healthy tendencies? And our scripture for today comes from the book of 3 John, chapter 1, verse 2. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in live with me. Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern, you can call in by calling 323-870-4180 or tune in online from my ministry website at feelthefire.com. That's FEELDFIRE.com. But if you cannot tune in live, you can follow the podcast so the recording will be text to your phone at 8 a.m. Eastern, Monday through Friday. And you do that by texting the letters MM for Morning Motivation to phone number 33222. That's MM to phone number 33222. And you will receive a confirmation text. All right? Make sure you catch up on any days of the countdown that you've missed. By now you should have those Bibles ready. I am in 3 John chapter 1 verse 2, reading from the KJV. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. Come on and give the Lord praise for the reading of his word. What is our topic for today? Say it aloud with me right now. Do you have healthy tendencies? As we're preparing to go into our gloriously victorious 2019, and we're working this remove all clutter, saints, challenge, I've given you six domains in which to work on, which will then positively impact every area of your life. And one of those domains is health, because it's not good enough to have your money right, to have your career right, to have your spirit right, your finances right, your relationships right, if you can't enjoy any of it, to have your recreation right and planned, if you're not in good health to where you can enjoy it. So it is important that we begin to focus on our patterns of what we do for ourselves health-wise. The word said, you know, I wish that you be in good health and prosper as your soul prospers. I want you to be in good health because I need you to be able to enjoy the blessings of the Lord. You know, many times growing up, I would hear older people say, as long as I got my health and strength, which included having my right mind, I'll be all right. Because, again, if I'm incapacitated or if I'm a millionaire, but I'm a vegetable, you know, mentally. I can't understand what's going on around me. I have no cognitive functioning. I can't make my own decisions. What good is the millionaire outside of, you know, it may be good to ensure you can get your bills paid, right, and hopefully get better health care, but someone else is making the decisions about what's going to happen with your money and whether or not you would get the best health care. You could have the $1 million in the bank, but someone else has been appointed your guardian, and they'll determine whether or not they feel that money should be going towards this treatment over here or that treatment over there. So having good health is important. And as we move toward our gloriously victorious 2019, we got to also remove the clutter which impedes us living healthy lifestyles. What are you doing to ensure that you have productive and positive tendencies or positive patterns about your health? Do you exercise? And I don't mean exercising just your mouth, right? Gossiping. Do you exercise? Are you active? And don't confuse active with just being busy, because you can be busy but not get any exercise in. Are you exercising and are you active? Even if you can't afford a gym membership, you can, you know, walk around your neighborhood. Or there are many exercise shows on television that come on in the morning where you can get your exercise in. And, of course, you start off with seeing your physician to know what is safe for you to do based on your current health status. But are you exercising? What about your dietary intake? No, I love sweets. I have to confess, I have always loved sweets. Since I was a little kid, I would just have packets of Starburst and all kinds of candy. And here I am an adult, and I still have that. You know, in my car, there's always a pack of candy. There's candy in the candy dish at home. And, you know, I just baked an apple pie yesterday. And, well, it wasn't baked from scratch. You know, one of those ones you buy, and it's real good, one of those big Dutch apple pies. And then I had ice cream with it as well. And I had cupcakes. But for those of you who know me, you know I'm in good shape, right? I take care of my body. I don't exercise as much as I want to anymore, but I'm about to even make myself get back into exercising. Generally, 5 days a week is what I used to do, and I used to love to run. So, you know, you may have to get a treadmill, but what are your tendencies for your health? And this is also important not only for you, but for others in your household. For example, if you're the person who prepares the meal, be it the mother or the father, you're going to usually prepare meals the way that you like to eat. So if you like a whole bunch of fried foods, greasy foods, and fatty, and if you like a whole lot of sweets, then that's the kind of groceries you buy, those are the kind of snacks you buy, and those are the kinds of meals you prepare. So you're just, you know, setting everyone else up in the household for high cholesterol and all of these different things. You're not teaching healthy habits to the children. So it's important to begin to take stock of your health tendencies. Now, I'm not telling you to let go of every enjoyment. As I just said to you, I still eat candy and everything now. But as the word said, you want to be in good health. You want to prosper. You want your soul to prosper. Well, part of your soul prospering is you being in health so that you can also go to the house of the Lord. If you're always sickly, you can't make it to church. Or you make it to church, but you can't stay the whole service. You can't stay awake. Or, you know, you have these different situations going on. So you got to take stock of your health. there are some conditions or diagnoses that have come about due to us not taking care of ourselves. For example, you may be diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, which could be controlled with a healthy diet and weight loss. Insulin may not be required because that's non-insulin dependent diabetes, but sometimes people become insulin dependent. Or maybe you have high blood pressure or hypertension, and you have not always had that, but now you're dealing with that because of your dietary intake or your lack of exercise or both. Maybe you're dealing now with ulcers. Do you see what I mean? Low iron, headaches, because you're not having enough vegetables in your diet. Again, I love fried food. Let me just put it out there. And I love sweets, but there has to be a balance. Do you have healthy tendencies? As you remove the clutter, and not just some of the clutter, but all clutter, I'm challenging you to take stock of your health, take stock of your weight, take stock of the food that you bring in. Do things in moderation. It's okay to go out and eat. I love to go out and eat. It's okay to have your sweets, but don't let it get to the point where it becomes clutter in your life, and then clutter in your health, clutter in your growth, clutter in your ability to travel. And before we go, we don't have but 15 minutes of morning motivation. I'll give you a great example. There is a story in the news this week about this couple who went on a cruise. They're from Kentucky, and they never cruised, and so some of their friends bought them a cruise, cruise tickets. Well, both of the people who went on the cruise are on disability. They have health problems. And so they went on the cruise, and when they got into the Bahamas, they became very, very ill. Now, because they'd never been on a cruise, and this cruise ship only required a birth certificate and not a passport, and they had passports, but they didn't bring the passports, and they became very, very ill. Then the cruise ship had to have their medevac to some hospital in the Bahamas because what they needed was beyond the medical capabilities of the staff on board. Well, now they are still stranded in the Bahamas over a week later, and their friends in America have set up a GoFundMe, and that's how this story got out, because the health care that they needed in the Bahamas cost well over $30,000. The Bahamas didn't accept, their Medicare, that's American insurance. They didn't have trip insurance, which usually would cover medical, evac, and health care during the trip. And because they didn't have their passports, they can't fly back to the United States. So they're now trying to go to the U.S. embassy to obtain additional assistance. Health. What are your health tendencies? They were already not in good health. So we definitely are praying for them that they make it home. But I gave that illustration to show you how your health can have far-reaching implications and impact into every area of our lives. Let's get ready to go into prayers and do some good teaching in this last 31 days, the Move All Clutter Challenge. Father, we come today in the name of Jesus. We just glorify you, Lord, because we want to be in good health. We want to live a long life, Father, and not just a long life, but a long life in our right minds, our long lives with all of the use of our faculties and our senses. We want to be able to get up and go, to walk around, to go and worship in your house. We want to be able, Father, to travel, to live, to love. We want to be able, Father, to experience the best that you have for us. So help us to develop healthy tendencies. And if we're already healthy, help us to get even healthier and help us to help those around us and in our immediate households to develop healthy tendencies. It is your will that we be in good health. Father, I pray for everyone listening right now. I ask you, Lord, to bless them as they prepare for this Christmas weekend, as they're out for Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Cover them in the blood of Jesus. Father, let them remember the things we've been working on. Let them not go into debt. Let them not put themselves into situations they cannot afford. But help them also to focus on building their future legacy, as we've taught during this challenge. Help them to prioritize and help them to remember that Christmas is all about celebrating the birth of you. We can have the presents, we can have the Christmas trees, but before any presents are open, help them to gather around the tree and first acknowledge you as Savior. Tell the children what Christmas is about, and to read the Christmas story from the Bible, the biblical record, Father, of your birth, and then to pray. Before one present is open, let them teach the kids the priority of celebrating the birth of Jesus. Now, Father, I just speak blessing on top of blessing on top of blessing. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. Say, I will develop healthier tendencies. I'm going to do the altar call and then assign your tithes. For those who are not saved or backslidden, please repeat after me. Father, I come in the name of Jesus. I repent of my sin. I ask forgiveness, and I ask you to come into my life now and be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome to the family of Christ. Listen, everyone, make sure you're going to church this Sunday. Don't neglect church because Christmas is coming up on Tuesday. Remember, prioritize. This is about Christ. If you don't have a church to attend, we'd love to have you out at First Deliverance Church of God in Christ at 6229 Northwest 11th Avenue in Miami. Pastor Errol and First Lady Tony Cooper. So I'd love to have you to worship with us. Sunday school starts at 9 and church starts at 11. Listen, we don't stay in church all day. So if you come at 11, you're not into 2 or 3 o'clock or even 1:30. So come on and let's enjoy the word with us. All right. Our topic for today is, do you have healthy tendencies? Your task for today, which is day 11, is twofold. Number one, I need you to go take stock of your diet and your exercise and get yourself on track. Number two, for any days you've missed of the challenge, I need you to go to the website, feeldfire.com, FeeldFire.com, and catch up. I will not be back on until the 26th, the day after Christmas, and then we'll have 1 week. You're supposed to have this all together, and guess what? I guarantee you, you'll be better January 1st than you've been ever in your life if you've been working this challenge. I love you, and Merry Christmas, everybody. See you on Wednesday.